Hi, Disha.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Great.
I love the energy, you know, gloomy.
बजाते रहो,
बट कैब वाले मैंने सुना है आपकी बहुत बजा रहे हैं और हम सबकी बहुत बजा रहे हैं.
हम सबकी बहुत बजा रहे हैं यार, क्या करें.
But Prakash, tell me, I have seen your updates on Facebook, on some of these cab pages, and I thought, hey, you've broken it down in numbers. Can you take us through it, Prakash?
Yeah, sure. This was on Sunday, 11 a.m. from Corporation Circle, near the Corporation Circle to Bomnalli, my residence, 9.53 kilometers.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, and before I booked the service, I do understand, and they did pop me up something called as 2.2 times prime time rate applicable.
This is at 11 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, 11 a.m. Sunday, and I could see so many cabs on the app itself. And I said, okay, I need to travel. I need to go there. Then I get a rude shock after the ride. The bill is 400 rupees for a 10 kilometer, maximum 10 kilometer ride.
400 rupees.
Yeah, the 40 rupees per kilometer.
As per law, you cannot charge more than 19.5 rupees per kilometer.
I know that. But this is what the daylight robbery I was referring to. Middle class working people here, yeah. Someday we should stand up and inki bajani chahiye hame.
Zor se bajayenge, zarur bajayenge, Prakash, we'll do it for sure. But you've gone through some details on the Karnataka Transport website.
Yeah, the total ride should have costed me 140 rupees as per their website only. Plus, say, taxes, that is 150 rupees. The additional 250 rupees is, I don't know for what. At this rate, we are going to beat Singapore and London as the most expensive cab service provider in India. I mean, earlier, you know, when we had only autos in Bangalore, they used to say, 20 rupees jaasti kodi.
Yes.
For that also, I used to get bugged up. Why 20 rupees more and things like that? This is 250 rupees more, yeah? Daylight robbery.
Can I tell you that the transport additional commissioner, we're going to be talking to him. He says that there is a way where you can get a refund and report this act. Although there are certain hours, I think in the night going into early morning, they are apparently allowed to charge only 1.5 times the regular fare between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m.
Yeah, one more thought. We have a beautiful system in India of MRP. All the rates, all the products are MRP driven.
Yes.
Yeah, we have our pharmaceuticals MRP driven. Everything today, all branded stuff is MRP driven. I want to make an appeal to Mr. Nitin Gadkari, the Transport Minister, Union Government.
Yes.
That why can't he bring in such services as cabs as well under this MRP?
I want to connect with the Additional Commissioner of Karnataka Transportation, who, when I spoke to yesterday, told me Karnataka is the second state to implement the transport aggregator law. Now, how much it's in effect and how you and I as regular commuters can use it, we'll find out in just a bit from him. He says there is a way to get a refund and there is a way to alert the government about this as well.
And before I close down, aap log bade acche kaam kar rahe ho yaar, bajate raho. Aur no wonder that you're winning so many rewards and prizes and things like that.
Thank you so much, Prakash. Thank you.
I'm very happy for you guys. God bless you all.
Thank you so much, Prakash. Bye. That's nice.